to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I have a 14-year-old girl that is growing into a beautiful young woman. And any day now, I know I'm about to have what I'll call that talk with a boy who ultimately wants to date her. And I think back to my time when I was her age, and you know, in a lot of cases, I probably wasn't as respectful as I could have been to some of the girls that I dated. And maybe if one of the parents of the girls I dated had that talk with me, I might have behaved differently. And what's interesting to me is that in life, we often find ourselves in a position of authority. Or if not authority, at least you have an upper hand in a situation. And there's a fine line here from being respected to being feared to going overboard and being, for lack of a better word, an asshole. And the goal, obviously, is not to go that far. But when it comes to teenage boys especially, you know, maybe a little fear is a healthy thing. So the thought is this, is how do you have that conversation? And that's really what I'm contemplating right now. As I said, it's probably a matter of weeks or even a couple of months until this happens. So the first thing you have to do is you have to communicate, because people need to understand that you're engaged, that you have an interest in the outcome of the situation, and taking the time to have the communication up front just gives you the opportunity to set the stage. And if you don't take that opportunity, it amounts to it's a missed situation that you could have had an impact. Now, this can be true for, you know, in my case, my daughter and a boy that she chooses to date, but this could be true with somebody that you bring on to work for you or to either clean your house or work for you professionally. But anywhere where you have the ability to influence the person that's coming in, you have to choose that communication up front. Don't just let it happen. Put some ground rules in place before you get started. And we're going to spend the rest of the week going through some ideas on where to take this. But at the very onset, you have to make that decision to communicate. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love to help you with that. Just come here. It's a few minutes a day. And my goal is to help you reach your goals. That's where I want to get you. I want you to have a fulfilling life. I want to help you stay on that path. And we'll just provide some fuel to help you get there each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up where we left off, and we're going to talk about setting expectations. But for today, I just want you to think about ground rules. As you're getting into a situation where you had influence over another party, you want to first set ground rules and take the time to decide to communicate. If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.